Well, a down day on the stock market, but a bloody brilliant day if you're into lithium and EV stocks. Good afternoon, Kevin Johnson.
Well, that's true, and it's quite the news we wake up to this morning to find out that Tesla, no less, who are probably the leaders in the Western world for developing electric cars, in fact, way ahead of the others, but I'm sure they'll try and catch up, have announced a deal with Kidman Resources, who actually, funnily enough, their project has already got, I think it's important project status, or some special status from the WA government for development, and a major project status. I'll think of it in a minute. But yeah, it's very important and a very good result for them. It's only going to be less than 25% of their production, which is coming out of Kwinana. There's already one being built in Kwinana. The owners of Greenbushes are building a plant down there as well at the moment. So yes, we've been saying for some time that
exactly.
West Australia,
if you're a regular listener here of this little segment, yep. Kevin Johnson, you'd be all over the EV stocks.
Yes, correct. So, no, it's very good to see, and they are coming. Like I said, if you only have to drive one day to find out why that they're coming. So, and there's starting to be a few more around Perth too, I've noticed, here and there. So they're always the cars without the radiators in the front, of course, because they don't actually need one.
Correct.
So that was certainly the news, the good news today. And a bit of economic data as well. It caused a bit of volatility in our market. We actually had a 39-point trading range before finishing down 11 at 6,197. So it was higher, was lower. It's rebounded in the middle to finish, you know, as I said, down 10. But unemployment data, well, you know, it's always the case with unemployment data, isn't it? You know, everybody tries to make a claim about it, whether it be the opposition or the government. But at the end of the day, we obviously would like it to be as low as possible. It's improving here in WA, I think you were telling me, and that's important because we know that there's a turnaround in the resources sector underway at the moment, and I think there's more to come. Particularly, there's a lot more, analysis tells us a lot more development to go on amongst the iron ore producers because they've got to replace that massive production that they all have. And, of course, you can't dig it up without finding it some more of it. So we're obviously seeing growth in exploration as well. So all good signs for WA coming out of today's economic data, which is why most of the good performing shares today were resources companies, because we are the home for that, of course.
We are.
Just looking broadly across the market, all the banks were up except for Westpac. I can't believe
who's ringing you, Kevin?
Oh, it's just terribly rude, isn't it? I've been put called out, and no caller ID as well, so the chances of me answering that are pretty remote. But yeah, Westpac are down $1.11, but they did pay a 94-cent dividend today, so that's the three big banks paid all their dividends now. And the rest of them, they Commonwealth Bank, the best of them, up 37 above $71. Also on the up today, BHP, I keep saying that, but it keeps happening, up another 43 cents to $34.44.
Powering ahead.
They're powering ahead. Rio up $2 today, $86.75. Wow, that's amazing, isn't it? It's such a good story. No coal, of course, in their production. So that helps for them. A2 Milk Company rebound a little bit after yesterday's sell-off, up 21 to $10.75. Wesfarmers getting close to $45, up 19 to $44.74. Woolies also doing well, up 32 to $28.93. Where are all those people that worried about Aldi? Nowhere to be seen. Now we look at the, like I said, the resource stocks, and yeah, certainly the percentage movers today. Mm-hmm. Galaxy Resources, of course, the lithium producer down there at Mount Catlin, it is. Yeah, that's right, up 8% to 26 cents to $3.37. Cleantech rebounding today, up 8.5 cents to $1.21. Altura up, or a Cobra up 39 to $5.91. Looking further on, Sierra, which is graphite, of course, up 12 to $3.40, rebounding nicely. And on a non EV front, Medibank Private up 10 to 3.10 today, and Elders up 29, over $9 today, as people pursue that new dividend that's coming up. The currency is a little bit firmer, it's back to 75.3. Euros are still the same though, they're trading around 150, actually a bit cheaper now, below 157. Sterling now down below $1.80, so our currency is improving, maybe on the back of that unemployment data. The gold price, well, it's a little bit squishy. Down another couple of dollars, it's $1,289. If I convert that back to Aussie dollars, it's down to $1,713. There's that 13 number. It keeps associating itself with gold at the moment. I don't know what that means. Probably means nothing. But there you go. That's Thursday for the stock market.
Thank you, Kevin.